our sins. Let us all stand while we turn to our Bible. To the book of Psalms 86. Read from 1 to 10. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, hear me, for I'm poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I'm holy, O thou my God. Save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice, soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, O Lord, art good and ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall be glorified thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God and Lord. Sing this chorus. We are standing on holy ground this morning, and I know that there are angels all around. Jesus now. Standing in his presence on holy ground, we are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. From the dead. His love, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is risen. Sing, He is Lord, He is Lord. Oh, He is Lord. He is Lord this morning. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess, oh, that Jesus Christ, He is my Lord. He is my Lord. He is my Lord. He has risen from the dead. He has risen from the dead, and He is my Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall. Give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Let us worship His name this morning. Give Him the praise. Give Him the glory this morning. Praise the holy name, Lord. Blessed be Your name. Bow heads, close eyes. O great eternal heavenly Father. Lord, we are so happy to be in Your presence this morning, Lord. In Your presence where there is fullness of joy, and Your right hand there is pleasures forevermore. So this morning, help us to be on Your right side this morning, Lord. We will be in always in pleasure, Lord. Oh God, You know our heart desire this morning, Lord. We pray, Lord, that You may meet our need, Lord. You may look beyond our faults and You may see our need. Our need this morning is to be like You, Lord. We are not here because we can't be here this morning. But we are here, Lord, because of Your grace, because of Your mercy. And we are here to show You our appreciation this morning. Because of Your love and Your grace and Your mercy, Lord, You died on the cross of Calvary. Because You see us before the foundation of the world, Lord. And You choosing us this morning, Lord. So help us to be part of the bride this morning. Lord, it doesn't make any sense to come in here day and night and not knowing where we're going from here. So help us to recognize the day and hour that we are living in, Lord. That it's closer than we think, Lord. So help us to get our life ready, Lord, prepared. So when You put in Your appearance, Lord, we'll meet You on the other side this morning. Even the worshippers this morning, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that You may give them the zeal, Lord, the courage this morning. No matter what the circumstances may be, Lord, help them not to look at the circumstances, but help them to look at the promise, Lord. Because You promised that You'll never leave us nor forsake us, but You will be with us even to the end of this journey. So pray, Lord, no matter how hard it may be, Lord, no matter how hard it may seem, Lord, there is victory on the other side this morning. So help us to look at the victory this morning and not at the pain or the sorrow, Lord, because these things are to, Lord, perfect the bride this morning. So give us the faith and give us the courage to go through it, Lord. Even the one who going to minister to us this morning, hiding behind the cross, Lord, let your word be seen, Lord. We are praying for a double portion of your blessing this morning. So come and pray it down upon your people, Lord, that we may leave here rejoicing, Lord, happy to be in your presence this morning. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we may take full control of the rest part of this service. We leave everything in your hand this morning. If there is any, Lord, contrary spirit here this morning, take it away from your people and let them be free this morning to worship you the way they should. Jesus Christ, in thanksgiving we pray. Amen. We give the praise, give the glory. Let us put our hands together this morning, give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. Let us give him a clap offering of praise this morning. Are we happy to be in the presence of the Lord this morning? If we are happy to be in the presence of the Lord, let us put our hands together and give him a clap offering. Amen. O gentle Savior, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Well, another thou art God. Do not pass me, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Let me at the throne of mercy. Finest sweet relief, kneeling in deep constriction. Kneeling in deep constriction. Help my unbelief, help my unbelief, Savior, 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 hear my humble cry, hear my humble cry. What another thou art calling. Do not pass me, trusting only in thy merit. Trusting only in thy merit. Would I seek thy face? Would I see thou, heal my wounded, broken spirit. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Save me by thy Savior, Savior. Savior. Savior, hear my humble cry. Thou the spring of all my comfort. Thou the spring of all my comfort. More than life to whom have I and not beside thee? Whom have I and not beside whom in heaven but Savior, 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 my humble cry. Give the Lord a clap offering of praise this morning. Hear our humble cry this morning while another door is calling. Do not pass us by this morning. Amen. Sing this chorus. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I will sit back and listen to a special by Sister Sarah. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to us to show the way. My debt you paid. From the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you in my love. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to shore away from the earth to the God. My death came from the God. Lord, I lift your name. You came from heaven to earth. Oh, you came from heaven to earth to shore, from the earth to the cross. I never you bear from the Lord, I lift your name on. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. From heaven to earth, to shut away from the earth to the light. My death to bear from the cross to the grave. Lord, I lift your name up. Came from heaven to earth, to shut away. Give the Lord a clap offering of praise this morning. Let us lift His name on high this morning. Amen.
Strong tower, Lord, you are. what my life would be without you.
Let us put our hands together for Sister Sierra this morning. I need you. We need the Lord in our life this morning. Amen. Let us sing this chorus. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, I will sit back and listen to an expression by Sister Boaz. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, no, he has done for me. My soul cries, hallelujah. Thank God for saving. When I think of the goodness, for me, my soul cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving. When I think of the goodness, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Cry out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Praise the holy name, Lord. Blessed be holy name. Blessed be holy name, Lord.
Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, all alone, this pilgrim journey. Savior, let me walk with thee. Oh, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Close to thee, Savior, all alone, this Christian journey. One more time, close to thee, close, close to thee, close to thee. Close to thee. the all alone. This pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Reign, dear Jesus, is my plea. Oh, and daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. You see, I, Lord, I'm weak, thou art strong. Oh, Jesus, please keep me, Lord, from all wrong. Oh, and I'll be satisfied as long, oh yes, as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Hey, just a closer walk, just a closer walk, Jesus. And granted, Jesus, Lord, is my plea. I say daily, walking close to thee. Oh yeah, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Oh!
day. Let it be all along my way. Let it be. Jesus, let it be. Jesus, let it be. Let it be, Lord. Oh, let it be.
Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let us put our hands this morning. Thank you, Sister Bob, for the wonderful special, amen. Just to close the walk with thee, grant it Jesus' man plea this morning. Let us all stand, I will sing this song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus' Mine. After this song, we have a special by the young sisters. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Here of salvation, purchase of God. Of His Spirit washing. Let us all sing now, this is my story. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all of the long. Praising my Savior all of the long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior, praising my Savior. Oh Lord, perfect submission, perfect delight, perfect submission, perfect visions of rupture, visions of rupture, number. Angels descending, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers. This is my story. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. Story. This is my song. This is my Savior. Oh Lord. Perfect summation, all is addressed. Perfect summation. All is I, my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. I in my Savior, I'm happy and watching and waiting, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in. Let us all sing, this is my story. Oh, this is my story. This is my praising my Savior all of the Lord. All of the Lord. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. This is my story. This is my story. Praise our Savior all the long. Let us stand this morning, Senhor. Let us all stand. I'll put our hands together for these young people here this morning. Amen. These young sisters. I am free. I'm free this morning. Who the Son of God set free are free indeed this morning. Amen. Let us put our hands together again and give them a cup offering this morning. Amen. When we listen to these singing here and then Rihanna them out there singing strippiness. Since listen to how these sisters are singing. You know, all they need doing is just take your time with them and then there's they. Amen. So we want to put our hands again together this morning for the young sisters. Amen. I will take up this morning tithes and offering. I'm seeing this cross. In the presence of Jehovah. Of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, Prince of Peace, troubles vanished, hearts amended. In the presence of the King, in the presence of the King,
thank you, dear Heavenly Father. It's been such a wonderful service already. Pray now, dear Lord God, as the people just give from their hearts that you bless them all, dear Lord God. Thank you for another time that we can just come here and just listen to your wonderful singing, your words that you'll bring us in a few minutes, dear Lord God. May you bless us all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Prince of Peace, trouble vanish. Troubles vanish, hearts amended. In the presence of the King, in the presence of the in the presence of Jehovah. Oh, in the presence of Jehovah, God Prince of Peace, trouble vanish. Trouble vanish, hearts amended. Hearts amended. In the presence of, oh, in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, let us all stand. God Almighty, Prince of Peace, trouble presence of the King. Oh, in the presence of the King. Let us give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Let us worship His name. He is Jehovah this morning. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Him. So let us sing this morning, amen. Let us sing this love song to Him this morning. I sing a love song to Jesus. Moments like these, I sing out a song, I sing out the love song to Him, singing I love you Lord, in a love. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. In I love you. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love. Oh, how I love Jesus. How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Thee, because He first loved me. Let us raise and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, I know how I love Thee. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, I know how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Because He first loved. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you. Singing, I love you, Lord.
singing, I love you, Lord, singing. I love you. Yes, I do, singing. I love you, Lord, singing. I love you. You, Lord, yes, I do. I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How we love you this morning, oh God. How we appreciate you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated just for a moment. Amen. So good to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Appreciate all that has occurred thus far in the service. I want to thank God for all the specials. Amen. That I heard. All the songs create a wonderful atmosphere, and thank you all so much, man, for just yielding yourselves and allowing God to use you, amen, in that manner. We just have a few announcements that I want to thank the Lord for Shanterica Strickland. Amen. God bless you. So good to have you with us on today. Amen. Invited by Brother Ernst and Sister Samantha. Amen. We thank God to have her here in our midst. And thank God for the young sisters that came. Amen. Sister Rolanda called me and said, hey, we got the girls got 8 friends that want to come to church. And they brought 8 on Friday night. It's just we just appreciate having them. Amen, here in fellowship with us, and thank God for Brother Mike just being able to go pick them up at a drop of a dime and get them here to the service of the Lord. It was just really good. It was good to have Brother Andrew leading us in worship there on Friday night. We had a wonderful time, amen, here with Brother Josh preaching, and just the Lord just doing mighty things here amongst the youth. Praise the Lord. So we're just looking forward to all that he has in store for us today. I want to just quickly mention those that are going on the trip to South Carolina. You have to pay for the bus by today. Amen. Those that signed up to go, we have to have the bus paid for today. Also, those that have already paid and that are going, we need to make sure that you make your reservations at the Sleep Inn. The bus will leave on Friday night at 7 p.m. We'll be leaving here on that Friday night and driving through the night to get to South Carolina. So just make sure you're aware of that. We don't know just yet whether they're going to make us pay for, since we get there early in the morning. We don't know if they'll make us pay for that night or not. We pray that they don't. But just make sure you give them that information. We'll be staying. We'll arrive early in the morning. On Saturday, and then we'll be leaving out on Monday morning, coming back home. So keep that in mind. But Sleep Inn is the hotel that we'll be going to. Also, those next weekend, Brother Joe Underwood is having meetings up in Ocala, and those that would like to go, amen, to the meetings there in Ocala, please make sure you see Sister Erica, give your name to her, and we just need to kind of get a number as to how many are going there. And that'll just be for Friday night and Saturday, but we'll still be in service on Sunday morning here. And next Sunday afternoon, we'll be at Pinnacle Palms, so keep that in mind. That'll happen at 5:30 on next Sunday afternoon. And future event for the church, September 28th, we'll have a church picnic. That's a Saturday. Amen. We'll be doing a church picnic just for our local church here. So keep that in mind. It's the last Saturday of September, the 28th. Amen. We'll be doing a picnic. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
So I think that that's all that I need to announce on today. Thank you all so much. Appreciate you. Okay. Just want to say the Sisters Fellowship right here was a real blessing. So they want to thank all the sisters that came out to participate. Amen. In the fellowship on yesterday. So God bless you. Amen. The huddle looked like we got to redo that because we didn't get participation for that on yesterday. And we'll come up with a time that I think that'll work best for the brothers to be able to get together. Amen for that. So praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Let's just prepare our hearts. Amen. We will read the word of God and then we'll go into a little thought here today. Amen. You don't mind standing while we read the word of God. Amen. I ask that you do that for me today, please. Amen. Luke 15 is where I'd like to turn to. Amen. We'll start at verse 17. Luke 15, verse 17 says this: when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants." Amen. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just bow in a quick word of prayer as we go before we embark upon this message. God, we pray that you would just take control, amen, of our thoughts here. We ask that you, God, would just have your way in this portion of service. We thank you for everything that has happened thus far. The worship, the specials that went forth, and Lord, just the atmosphere of praise and adoration. And Lord, as we just prepare to hear your word, we trust that you would just get glory out of all that would be shared here today. We ask that you hide us all behind your cross, that our flesh might not be seen, but may Christ be on display today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. We want to talk on today, amen, a higher life. A higher life. It's a little thought that the Lord put in my heart, and I was trying to get to it for the past couple of weeks, but it just didn't work out. So today I felt that I would try to bring this across. And I'll just start here by reading, amen, a quote out of the message that day on Calvary. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There's a little thought here, amen, that Brother Branham presents to us. And he says, I was just thinking, I don't know whether I ever did quote this or not, Brother Charlie. Some time ago, I was down in Kentucky with him, and he said, Brother Branham, do you think in the millennium you and I will squirrel hunt? So this is a question that he's asking. This brother, his name is Brother Charlie, is asking, you know, Brother Branham, do you think we'll squirrel hunt? And you know, and I think, you know, he had a, this is a legitimate question that he's asking. You know, when you really think about it, there's a lot of things here on this earth that we enjoy doing. Amen. There's a lot of things that we would just, you know, if God had it in heaven, we'd love to have it. Just pull that down just for a second for me. I'm one that I like to play a little golf. Amen. I like to, you know, I like the nice green, you know, the green grass, and, you know, getting up early in the morning and hitting the ball and watching just sail down the middle of the fairway and just creating a little path when the dew sets on the ground. Man, it's one of the most peaceful feelings that I experience, you know, and I enjoy that. And there's a lot of things. There's probably brothers in here that enjoy fishing, you know, and would love to just have a time of fishing on the other side if they could. You know, there are sisters that might enjoy certain things, and they would just love for God to have that there, you know, when they got to the other side, you know. So, praise the Lord. Things that we enjoy to eat that we probably would love for God to have on the other side. Just a big buffet of it, Amen. If y'all just honest with yourself, you'd say, Lord, I'd love to have some of that on the other side. Amen. Being a body that can't get sick, you know, just eat as much as I want to and not have to worry about it. You know, my God, you know, ain't got to take no medicine. You know, I mean, all of us would love to be in a situation like that. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, but this thought here that this brother was saying, because he enjoyed hunting with Brother Branham. Amen. And when he went hunting, you know, when they went hunting, they get them squirrels and everything. And so this brother asks a question. You can pull that back up. He said, when Brother Branham, do you think in the millennium you and I will squirrel hunt? Do you think that'll happen? He said, I don't think so, Charlie. He said, well, we like it so well. Said, do you think we will when we get in the millennium? I said, no, won't be nothing killed in the millennium. Amen. He said, well, we just like it. I said, Charlie, what if I could convince you that one time you were a hog and you raised to a higher being, to being a human being? Would you ever want to go back and enjoy the pleasures of a hog? He said, if I could convince you that you were a hog, but you raised to being a human being, could I ever convince you to go back to be a hog? He said, no. I said, see, you'd be so much higher than the hog now. You're human. You never want to be a hog anymore. I said, now multiply that by 10,000. And that's what you'll be when you are changed from here to what you will be. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the things that you're enjoying on this earth cannot compare to the things that God has in store for you up there. Hallelujah. We're going to a higher life, church. Oh, glory to God. Amen. You might think you might be enjoying some things down here, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, hallelujah. Man, this makes me excited when I think about what God has in store for me. Oh, glory to God. All the things that we accomplish down here, you know, and, you know, there's many times, maybe people down here, we go through a few trials and, amen, a few situations. And, you know, maybe you start out in marriage with a one-bedroom apartment, and you're grateful for that one bedroom. But then the Lord starts allowing the children to come along. And you go from your one bedroom to maybe a two bedroom, and you're grateful for that. And maybe you're living in a better neighborhood, you know, than you had when you first started. And you're very proud of your accomplishments, and there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you see other people with things and say, man, I want a three bedroom now, or I want my own house. And maybe God allows you to get to those things and you accomplish that. And that's all good. But, you know, still that has nothing to, I mean, that cannot compare with the life that God has for us when we make it to the other side. The job that you might obtain, amen, the money that you would get from that job. I don't care if you go from making, amen, $500 a week to $10,000 a week. It still cannot compare with the life that God has for us on the other side. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, you really think about it. And I was listening to something where Brother Branham was saying, sometimes he gets to a point, he just gets so stressed out that he just want to take off driving, and he enjoys driving. And he get out there, drive, and then all of a sudden he have to turn around because he tired of driving. He want to go back home now. And then maybe, you know, when he gets back home, he has some invitations where he wants to go overseas and preach the gospel. And you get out there and you preach, you get excited about taking the word of God into, amen, all these different lands. But when you get out there, eventually you get tired of being out there. You want to get back home. Amen. And then you can get back home and still not be satisfied when you get into your house. You see somebody else's house and you desire that. Right? You want something better. And we always trying to climb higher in whatever it is that we're trying to do. That shows that there is a higher life somewhere. You would not desire higher if there was not higher for you to have. Woo, glory to God. You wouldn't want a better job if there wasn't a better job out there for you to have. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. You wouldn't desire these things if it wasn't there for you to have. If there's a deep in you calling out to deep, then there's got to be a deep somewhere to respond. And I don't care what I accomplish on this earth is not my home.
I'm just a pilgrim passing through. Hallelujah. God has called me to a higher life. Ooh, Jesus. Glory to God. It says multiply that. Multiply that by 10,000. So whatever it is that you're enjoying on here, on earth, multiply that by 10,000. And that's what you'll be when you're changed from here to what you will be. You'll never want to be human again. That's right. It'll be something different. And I'm so glad just for the thoughts of it, knowing that someday we will climb higher. Glory to God. I want to just kind of go back here to Genesis 1. Amen. And just pick up some scriptures here. I thank God was showing us even a picture of this in Genesis 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. I mean, you know, even people might achieve wealth. And especially if you go from, you know, just being poor and finally get a hold of some money, and sometimes you don't know what to do with it. Some people, it just really ruins them. Especially people that hit the lottery and stuff like that, they have no idea how to handle that money. Amen. They end up broke in a matter of years. Amen. Because they don't know how to handle those things. Even, you know, some of the guys that end up in professional sports, they get, amen, to a certain place and they don't know how to handle it. You know, they don't know how, and before you know it, they end up broke. By the time they leave playing sports, they're broke. And you wonder how did they go through all that money. They don't know what to do with it. You know, but you got people that will strive to achieve wealth, you know. And when you get it, like, you know what I'm going to do, I'm going to just travel. When you get out there and you start traveling, it's like, man, okay, I done went here and I done did this and I done did that. You ain't got nothing else. See, you know, and you just kind of run out of things to do, run out of ways to spend your money. You buy the biggest boat, and then that boat not good enough. You got to get another boat, right? You got to have a house in this city and a house in that city and a house in, amen, and another country, and houses all over the world, but you can't get to all them houses, right? You got to trust God that he's going to give you good health so you can enjoy your wealth. Huh? You know, all these things that we aim for, that we strive for, but we got to recognize that, I mean, what we have here in this life is not what God had ordained for us to have. It's a higher life than that. Amen. It's okay for us to enjoy the blessings of the nether springs. Don't get me wrong, but it's still more to it than that. Amen. Hallelujah, it's more to it than you just getting a car. It's more to it than you just getting a house. It's more to it than that. It's more to life than that. Amen. God has a higher life for us. Amen. Look at this in Genesis 1. You know, I'm going to just pick up a few scriptures here. I'm going to start at verse 9, and then I'm going to skip a little bit. But we know what... we know the first day God said, let there be light, and there was light. That was a spoken word that went forth at that time. Amen. We know on the fourth day, that's when the sun and the moon came into existence. But the first day, it was spoken word light. It wasn't a sunlight, but it was spoken word light. All right. And then the second day that the firmament was created, or the atmospheres and everything was created. But let's look at the third day here. Verse 9, amen, in Genesis 1 says, God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, let the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day. So here we have trees, we have the vegetation, we have, you know, all these things in the earth that God created on that third day. And that was a form of life, a botany life. All right. That was a form of life at that point in time. Amen. And it was good to have that. You know, actually, the trees is what kind of helps us keep living. So they can't keep knocking down all the trees, because the trees help us in our atmosphere. Amen. See, so, I mean, it's a form of life, you know, but that was not good enough for God. God didn't just stop at that form of life. He kept going. And over here in verse 20, amen, we got the water, we got the herb-yielding seed, we got the grass and all that. That's botany life. But now let's go over to verse 20. We see some animal life come in. It says, God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heavens. So now we're looking at the birds and everything. All right. It says, and God created great whales. So we're looking at the fish in the sea. It says, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So here, now, this form of life that you're looking at here with these whales and, amen, with some of the birds and some of the animals that are, amen, that are in the earth, amen, those animals will actually feed off of some of the vegetation. Amen. So here you might have botany life, but these animals actually feed off that life in order to live. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Everything, I mean, something has to die in order for something else to live. Amen. So here the animals, they feed off the botany life. All right. But let's go on, because it didn't stop there. Let's keep on going to verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So some more animal life created on the sixth day. We're going from botany life to, amen, some of the sea creatures as well as the winged creatures. But now we got some more animals coming on the sixth day. Hallelujah. But there is, another animal that God had in his mind, and I don't want to call him an animal. Let me change that. There was another object that God had in his mind. Amen. On the sixth day. And this was the final and the most ultimate form of life. Oh, my God. Look at this. Amen. It shows that it was a higher life. Went from botany life to animal life. And now we're seeing the life of God in mankind. Look at this. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Amen. And over the fowl of the air. We're supposed to have control over these things. Amen. Over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Amen. And says this, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So this was the final step. Amen. That God, I mean, when God made man in his own image, that was the most ultimate expression of life that God could give. Oh, hallelujah. You don't realize who we are sometimes. Amen. We're God's ultimate expression of life. As mankind, we're God's ultimate expression of life. God was showing that there was a higher form of life, a higher form, botany life, animal life, and then the life of mankind. I want you to stay with me right there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me just read something. I'm going to come back to that little thought right there. This is coming out of the message, the mark of the beast and the seal of God. Amen. And I'm kind of, I'll work with this whole quote here. The mark of the beast and the seal of God. Watch this. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you young people might run into this in school as you get ready to go back. They might start teaching about evolution. Well, Brother Branham said something about evolution. I want to bring it to you. He says this. He says this quote in mark of the beast. Amen. And the seal of God. He says this. I believe in evolution. The first thing, maybe, when there was nothing but just plain chaos, volcanic eruption, you know, God's a great contractor. You believe that? A great contractor always lays out all of his stuff when he builds his subdivision. God, when he was moving the earth around, creating calcium, potash and petroleum and so forth. He was laying our bodies on the earth right then, the material that we're made out of, and the great Holy Spirit went out from God to brood over the earth or coo or make love like a hen her brood. Let's think he had wings. He had wings. He did not, but let's think he had wings. Like a hen over a brood, he began to brood over the earth, and I can see some calcium coming, running down a little place, mixing up with some moisture and potash, and a little Easter flower come out. And I can hear him say, "Come here, Father, and look at this. Very good. Keep on brooding. After a while, brood a little more. What come out next? What come out next was probably the flowers and the vegetations. And the birds flew out of the dust of the earth. And then come the animal life and kept getting higher life, higher life, higher life, higher life until finally a man come up in the very image of God. Strange something didn't come up higher than that, wasn't it? Can't get no higher. It was the image of God. So as it evolution brings it up like that, but they can't cross and make themselves higher. God said every seed brings of its kind. Now, in that come up then the man. So the last thing, like Brother Branham bringing his evolution theory in, he says the last thing was mankind, higher life, higher life, higher life, until finally a man come up, amen, in the very image. Now, I want to just drop right in there, just if I can, for a little bit. Because mankind, amen, being made in the image of God, but yet we don't all experience the higher life. Oh, God, help us right here. You know, I could. Some men you can look at. You go out on the streets and you look at a man that may be a bum, and you can't put everybody down. You don't know how the person got into that situation. But when you look at him, and amen, maybe they haven't taken a shower in a number of days. Maybe months have gone by, and they're out begging for money. And you look at them, you wonder, man, how did that person get into that life? How did they end up in that life? And you can even think within yourself, say, man, there's a better life than that man can be living. Maybe a woman that's got caught into prostitution. Amen. And she's out selling her body and don't know, amen, how she got there. Maybe bills was passed due or something. She didn't know what to do, so she went out and started selling her body. Now she's out in a situation like that and don't know how to get herself back free from that. Amen. And you look at her and you compare her and you say, look, sister, there's a higher life than that. So even though mankind was made in the image of God, many, amen, that are living as human beings are not enjoying God's higher life. Amen. And not just God's higher life, but even on the earth, we're not enjoying the finer things of the earth because of the life that we're living. We're trapped in some things and we want to be free. Like when Brother Branham talked about going to that zoo. And when he went to the zoo, the Cincinnati Zoo, he saw an eagle in there. And that eagle would rise up to try to fly out of that zoo, and he had the strength in his wings to go, but there was a cap over the top of where that eagle was. He couldn't go higher than that fence. And Brother Branham saw that eagle in there, and he said, man, if I had the money, I would buy that eagle's freedom right now and let him go, because he's not made to sit there in a cage. God designed that eagle to be able to fly higher than the cage. But as he was sitting there meditating on that eagle, God told him to say, now there's a worse form of bondage than that. He said, when mankind is not, amen, doing what I've called them to do, they're in bondage just like that eagle. And I called them to go higher than that. Come on, God called you to go higher than drugs. Hallelujah, higher than alcohol. Come on, somebody. Amen. In school, the kids, that's all they talk about, sex, drugs, and alcohol. God call you higher than that. God call you higher than lust. God call you higher than those things. There's a higher life that you can live. Ooh, hallelujah. But we don't recognize it, and we get trapped into this. And amen. And a young lady going from one man to the next man. And she think that's life. That's not life. That's death. A young man going from one woman to the next woman. He thinks that's life, but that's not life. That's death. Oh, my God. The devil sell us on these things. Can I just talk about this for a little bit? But the devil will sell us on these things, and we don't realize. I mean, we start following, going down this path, and then we end up from one relationship to the next relationship. Eventually, we get tired of relationships because people done took so much out of you. You ain't got nothing to give nobody else. Oh, hallelujah. It ain't nothing but the truth. And a young lady, if she's not careful, she'll get into too many relationships with young men. They will disappoint her. And when she gets so disappointed with all those young men, she'll turn to a young lady. And she never thought that she'd end up in some type of relationship like that. Young men are the same way. They can get hurt by one young lady, and the next one say, I'll never do you like that. But man, in about 2 months' time, here they done did you the same way the last person did you. That is not life. God has a higher life than that. And that's why God allows us to go through those hurts, to go through those pains, so he can introduce us to higher life. Jesus came and he said it, I come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. There is a higher life than the life that we're living. Ooh, if you could just see that just in, amen, and just normal everyday life. A man that's you know, struggling out there in the world, and you know, I look, you see people with bad drug habits or alcoholics or whatever, and you just, and some of them, like, they just can't get free from that thing. Amen. And you look at them, and then you compare yourself sitting here inside the presence of God, listening to the word of God. You say, man, I got a higher life than what that man right there has. But even though you're sitting here, that's still not all God got for you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. As we just kind of, amen, just coast a little bit more. Thank you, Jesus. Give me this message, a testimony on the sea. So that fish, amen, that God created there, you know, in the book of Genesis, the fish, and amen, there on the fifth day, the whales and all of that. There's a little quote here. And I won't read it all. I'll just kind of quote it. But what Brother Branham was saying, say he was watching something on television, and I guess he was waiting at the airport or something. I forget where he was, but he saw something on television, and they were showing these creatures in the ocean. Say man, these things were way down deep, you know, way down deep in the ocean, and it says things that mankind just ain't seen. You know, and they're so deep down there that they actually don't even have eyes. Most of these animals don't even have eyes. And they're there and they dwell in this condition, and they just kind of have to sense when their food is near. You know, they can kind of feel, okay, something is over here, and I don't know what it is. I can't see it, so I'm gonna just gobble it up, you know. And so, you know, talk about these creatures and how they can just kind of sense their food. And he say, but, you know, if there was any way that I could give that creature my eyes, if I could give that creature my eyes, then I would want him to be able to take my eyes and now stop depending on these other senses that you got. Depend on the eyesight, and now you can find your food a little bit better. See, you know, he say, now that animal, even though it might have his eyes, still that animal is designed a certain way that it can't live any higher than where it is in the ocean. He said, because if it tried to come up a little higher, he said that animal would explode because he's been created. His body has been designed or pressurized to be able to handle that condition. If he comes up higher, he might explode. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, he was kind of showing something, and I'm going to just read the last part of this. Amen. I'm testimony on the sea, if you would give me that. And then I want the paragraph number is going to be E18. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Look at this. He says, I'm going to actually just start up just a little further in E17 just to just go up just one. There you go. Says right there, says that's the way it is by the Holy Ghost. He says, if we can just let the Holy Ghost, that great sense of the Holy Spirit, direct us and show us things that is to come, way beyond the things that we see. So if that fish could have his eyes and be able to be controlled by the eyesight rather than, amen, these other feelings or whatever, that's the way God wants us to be. If we control by the Holy Ghost, we can go much further in God than the things that we're looking at. Oh, hallelujah. We step into another sense. Amen. Not just the five senses that we have, but the sense of faith will take us further than we ever been before. Come on now. Stay with me. It says, now what if that little fish, he never seen daylight, what if he would try to come up through the water? He couldn't do it. He's pressurized for that depth of the sea. If he come up, he would explode. We are pressurized for the earth. We cannot go a little piece up and we would explode. And it ain't nothing but the truth. That's why when the astronauts go up, they got to have special suits that they got to be in. If they come out of them suits, they're in trouble. Amen. But they got to stay inside those suits in order to be able to conduct themselves in that atmosphere. Oh, hallelujah. One day these bodies are going to be changed. Right now, gravity is keeping us down. But one day the atmosphere will be changed. Oh, hallelujah, church. I'm looking forward to it. It's a higher life that God is calling me to. Amen. Let me stay with it here. He says, a little piece up, we would explode. That's right. But now, what if that little fish could ever become me? Would I ever want to go back into that midnight ink down there? Ooh, Jesus. I'm using the type of the fish. But if a man that was bound by drugs, bound by alcohol, huh? A young lady bound to the street life. If she could just get the life that God has given me, would that man or would that woman ever want to go back? Huh? Would that man would want to trade places? You mean I can go from being a drug addict to being a preacher? I'd rather be the preacher. He recognized that's a higher life. Come on, you young sisters up here playing. There's a young lady that would love to trade places with you. She realized there's a higher life, a better life to live than the one she has. Glory to God. Listen to this. He says, would I ever want to go back in that midnight ink down there and ever be that kind of animal again with them kind of sights or senses? No, sir, I want to be a human. Says, now multiply that by 100 million. And then God has to change this mortal being that we are. We are repressurized and taken up into his presence where we never want to have this kind of thing again. Far beyond, we're changed from the creature. I'm looking for that, church. I'm under expectation for that. Oh, glory. Now, in church, we might say to ourselves, well, at least I'm not like the prostitute, or at least I'm not like the drug addict, or at least I'm not like the alcoholic. I do go to church, all right? Amen. Let me read something for you this morning. Identification, please. Give me that. Let me read something for you this morning. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus. You know, even though you come into church, God got something higher for you than that. Oh, my God. Just being here is not good enough. God still wants you to go higher. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Well, at least I make it to church on Sunday morning. God still wants more. There's higher than that. Oh, my God, church. Amen. I'm doing my best to try to paint this picture for you today. Look at this in identification. Watch what he says. He says, you see, our character is molded by what's on the inside of us. And our outside only expresses what's on the inside. What we are, how we walk, no matter what we say, our life speaks louder than our words does. If we might say, I am a believer in God, and I would say, well, do you believe all the Bible? Well, I don't know. Then you see your lips, your life is speaking louder than what your words would be. If you say, I'm a Christian, I do not believe in doing, and I believe all that God says is true, then live any kind of life after that. See, your life speaks louder than what your testimony does. And you know, that's one of the greatest hindrances that the church of God has. Ooh, Jesus. the greatest hindrance that the church of God has, the bootlegger, the gambler, them people, we all know which way they are headed, right? They know themselves, and many of them, they would tell you they know which way they're headed. And they're not afraid to tell you which way they're headed, right? Says, but the fellow that professes to be a Christian, the woman that professes to be a Christian and then lives something different, it's the greatest stumbling block that the outside world has got. There is in the outside world anywhere, it's the worst thing the world can produce is a person that's supposed to be a Christian and then lives something else different from that. Lying, stealing, cheating, doing things that he ought not to do. It's a discredit to his testimony when you take people that do those things here, there. There they are. Our character is molded in there by the life that is in us. Now, when you just think about that, being just in church, because to profess being a Christian mean you go to church sometime. But being in church is just not good enough for, you know, for where God wants us to be. God wants us to go higher, much higher than that. See, there's a higher life than that of a bootlegger. It's a higher life. It's a higher life than a drug addict or alcoholic. Amen. It's a higher life than that of a prostitute. It's a higher life than that of a liar. Amen. There's a better life to live than just running around lying and trying to, when you tell the first lie, you got to cover it up with another lie. There's a better life than that. Oh, my God. There's a higher life than just being a miserable Christian. Huh? God wants you to have joy in your walk. Amen. He has more for you if you just accept it. It's a higher life than that. Oh, my, 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 my. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I think about the woman that was at the well, Jesus showed when he come across her path, And she showed, as well as Jesus showed, that there was a better life than the one that she was living. He said, go get your husband. And, you know, she said, no, I don't have a husband. He said, that's exactly right. The one you're living with right now is not yours. You don't have five. She said, I perceive you're a prophet. See, he began to tell her, say, you know, as they were talking about water, getting it from the well, he just began to work. Say, look, if you ask me for the water that I got, this water will spring up out of your soul, out of your, it'll be a well of living water. If it just shows, look, you and when you drink this particular water, he told us, say, you'll never thirst again. See, that's the same thing when that prostitute or, amen, that drug addict or whoever they might be, if they ever get a taste of the living water that Jesus presents, they'll never thirst for those things again. Hallelujah, 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 church. I am encouraged, amen, to know that there's a higher life. God is calling us to something much greater. As we read there about the prodigal son, the story, amen, goes that this young man, he was persuaded. He says, you know, if I could just get the money that my father got for me, and I can take that money and just, man, I'm going out into the world, I'm a spinning. My boy's out there, they're waiting on me, and he was raised in a nice Christian home, but that boy decided that he was going to leave his mom and daddy's home, and he wanted to go live a life with his friends. Now, he knew the life that he wanted to live, amen, he couldn't live at home with his mom and daddy. The life that he desired to live with his friends, he couldn't stay at home with his mom and daddy and have that same life. And he just began to pull towards that lifestyle. Oh, God got people today in the same situation. They're pulling towards the wrong type of lifestyle. Amen. Satan is actually trying to pull people into a lower life where God is trying to pull them into a higher life. Amen. So, you know, Satan never give you the whole picture. Right? You know, I mean, you know, that drug addict out there, he didn't know that he would end up like that after he took his first hit. The alcoholic didn't realize he'd be an alcoholic after he took his first drink. He didn't know it would end up like that. Right? So Satan is trying to always pull people into a lower life where God is trying to elevate them to a higher life. Oh, God. This young man desired one day, say, you know, I'm going and I'm just kind of tired of the life that I got right now. I want a better life for myself and look like my friends. They out there doing everything they want to do, and I want to be like them. So he said, Daddy, just give me my half of the money, and I'm going to take off and I'm going to leave right now. You say, son, you know, why don't you just wait and when I pass away, then, you know, you can have the money that you, that's due. You say, no, I'm not waiting for you to pass away. I need the money right now. That boy took off. And as he went, he got out there and he just began to splurge. He thought he was living a life. Oh, he thought he was living a life. He was buying everything that he wanted. And it seemed like every time the fellows would come around, they want a round of drinks, he was the one paying for it all the time. But it got to a point in his life where he ran out of money. And the funny thing about it, when he ran out of money, he ran out of friends. Hallelujah. See, the devil don't show you that. He show you, amen, all these people surrounding you and everything. But when you run out of money, you ain't going to have no friends. Only people going to be there when you get to a spot like that is your family. The same people that you're running from, you're going to have to run right back to. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing but the truth. See, so there he was, you know, he was running and he got to the spot where, you know, he was, he had no money. He said, well, let me go get a job. And when he went to look for a job, he couldn't find anything better than actually feeding the pigs. This was a young man that was not even supposed to touch a pig. The Jewish customs had it where he was not supposed to touch a pig. But that was the only job that he could find is going out and feeding pigs. And he got up there and he began to feed the pigs. And then not only feeding the pigs, but he got so hungry, amen, while he was out there. Oh, my God. Some of y'all got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You got to realize God got a better life than the one that you're living right now. There's a higher life that God is calling you to. He says the young man got so hungry that he said, you know what, maybe I start eating what the pigs eat. That was pretty bad to be in a situation like that. And many of us think we'll never get into a situation like that. You refuse God one too many times, you may find yourself the same spot that young man found himself in. Jesus wasn't telling that story just to be telling a story. Amen. This was somebody's life. And they could have had the higher life, but they chose the lower life. Look. That young man say, oh, my, see, you know, maybe I'll just eat the thing that the pigs are eating and then it'll be all right. But the good thing about this scripture, and I love the way it don't end there. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, you know, that young man, when he got to thinking about eating the things that the pigs eat, all of a sudden the thought hit him. He said, you know what, maybe I can go back home to my daddy's house. Because I realized that in my daddy's house, they're living a higher life. They're living a much better life than the life that I'm living right now. But if I want the life that my daddy is living, then I'm going to have to go to my daddy's house. Oh, my God. I want to tell you, daddy's house is right here. This church is daddy's house. If you want a higher life, you're going to have to go to daddy's house. Hallelujah. And when you go to daddy's house, don't go with just any old type of attitude. Come on, somebody. Amen. You got to come broken to daddy's house. You got to come recognize that the life that I live is not the life that God wants for me. Amen. I could have a much better life if I could just humble myself and realize that I've made some mistakes. But daddy, I'm willing to make it right.
Say, daddy. He, the angel Lord touched him and he just began to think in his mind. Say, even the servants in my father's house are living much better than I'm living. If I could just be a servant in daddy's house. Daddy, I shamed you. I know I'm not even good enough to be your son. But if I could just be your servant, then I think that'll be better. That'll be better than the life that I'm living out here right now. Ooh, hallelujah. Say, I just get my story together. I'm not lying. I'm just humble myself down. Just tell daddy, I'm sorry. And that boy come back home, amen, and that day he was coming back home, daddy was out looking, waiting for that boy to come. And he saw him coming up, approaching, and daddy just began to shout and rejoice and ran into the house and told mama, say, your boy is coming back. Say, he's coming back. I mean, he might have left one way, but he's coming back another way. Say, I'm glad to see your boy. Say, you know, man, let's get ready to rejoice. Your boy is coming back home. And as he was approaching, and daddy ran out and just gave him a big hug. And before the celebration could start, that boy said, wait, daddy, I got something to say. Says, daddy, I know I shamed you as a son. I know that I shouldn't be, amen, I shouldn't even consider myself one of your children. But daddy, I was just thinking to myself that if I could, amen, just be a servant in your house, I'd be satisfied. Woo, hallelujah. I'd be satisfied just being a servant in your home, because your servants are living better than what I'm living. Your servants are living a much higher life. Daddy say, son, I could never make you one of my servants. If God made you a son, you're going to always be a son. And I don't care what you go through in this life, it does not change your status. You are still a son. You might be broke up, banged up, tore up, but you are still one of my children. Hallelujah. I don't care if you've been living a lower life. Today, son, I'm calling you back to the higher life. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God, son. He just began to, he said, kill the fatted calf. Bring a ring of gold. Put him on a robe. My son that was once dead is now alive again. The Bible tells us that when we're going after pleasure, he said the woman that live in pleasure, she is dead while she's living. The woman that's looking for pleasure, seeking pleasure, that's the only thing that they live for, more pleasure. People wake up every day looking for more pleasure. But they don't realize they are dead while they are living. Oh, my. Brother Joshua said it on Friday night, you know, especially nowadays, every movie you got coming out, something about zombies. Zombies, zombies. But you know what? People are zombies. As they pursue, amen, things of this life, they're zombies. They're dead to the things of God. Oh, hallelujah. But God got a higher life. That young man, as he entered back into his father's house, he began to show him, "Now, I don't care what you've been through out there, son. I don't care how you defame my name. You are still my son, and you're going to still be called to this higher life." Hallelujah. I can't treat you like a servant. I got to treat you like a son. Put your robe on, son. Put your ring on, son. Amen. Kill the fatted calf. Let's have a celebration because my son is back home. God called him to the higher life. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen at this, and this is a message without money or without price. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Branham talks of this prodigal and amen, that he knew it was a higher life. That prodigal son knew it was a higher life. It was a better life to live than the one that he was living. Look at this, what Brother Branham says, and without money or without prices. The prodigal son, in closing, I might say this. When he wasted all of his living, the father's living, with riotous living. See, and I just love the way the scripture put it, riotous, not righteous, but riotous living. Waste everything God gave him. And we think that's life. That's not life. Amen. And some of us on the inside are like, man, I do want that life. First of all, there used to be a time when we didn't want to be like our parents. Mama go to church way too much. I don't want that life. But then you start running through some things. Say to yourself, oh, I need to have the life that my mama got. We didn't realize it at that time, but mama had a higher life. A higher life. Amen. Even though mama was struggling, it's still, I rather, like, who was that in the scripture? I'd rather suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, my God. Ooh, Jesus. Because that's like you just said, Sister Brown, it's only for a season. You're going to enjoy it only for a little bit. But that misery is going to hit you one day. And you're going to be driven right back to God. And all the life that you thought you were living. And see, you don't realize. Now, you don't realize. At those times in your life, you're destroying your life. All that stuff you're putting inside your body, you're destroying your life. Oh, my God. And one day you're going to pay for that. Even though you come to church and you get things right with God, you're going to pay for what you did earlier. Some of the suffering that you might go through in your body is going to be payment for what you did early in life.
But don't be afraid of it. Go through with grace. Go through with joy. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, my, my, my. Church, if you just go through it with a smile on your face. God, I thank you for giving me grace to withstand this. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Let me go here. That prodigal son, in closing, I might say this, when he wasted all of his living, the father's living with riotous living. And when he was returning home, he was laying in a pig pen. And he come to himself and he said, how many hired servants my father's got that has enough to spare? And here I am dying for want. What if he tried to say, wonder if I've got some money I could pay dad back what I spent running with? But he knew the nature of his father. He said, I will rise and go to my father. The father never said, wait a minute, son. Are you bringing my money back? Look at this. No, he never charged him for his sins. He never charged him for his sins. He was glad that he was coming back. And he was glad that he'd come to himself because he was his son. He was his own child. He was glad he was on his road home. Now, he didn't endorse his sin. But he was glad when he come to himself and said, I have sinned before my God and before my Father. I will arise and go to him. And when he saw him far off, he ran to him and kissed him. Y'all got to put yourself on the scene. Can you imagine maybe the brokenness of this boy to go back to daddy? And the devil just beating his brains out. You know they ain't going to receive you no more when you come back looking like this. He might have left with some nice clothes on, but he come back with rags. Ain't nobody going to receive you like this, man. You done shame the family's name. And maybe that older brother used to always get to him. Boy, you ain't going to never be nothing. I'm this and I'm that. Boy, you ain't going to never be nothing. He got all that he going through in his mind. And now he come back nothing. Absolutely nothing. He tried to prove everybody wrong, but he comes back nothing. Empty handed. I can see the devil tell him, say, don't go. Just turn and go back the other way. Maybe you can find another job somewhere else, but don't go back. But that boy had to shake all the mind battles. Push through all of that. It says, I'm going back to my daddy's house. See, I don't know what it's going to be like in so-and-so's house, but I know what things are going to be like at my daddy's house. And that's the life that I want, the life that they got in my daddy's house. Ooh, hallelujah. Brother, the days of the club were over with. Amen. The days of parties were over with. I'm going back to daddy's house. I must have a higher life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He had to shake all of that, church. And we got to shake some things too in order to have God's higher life. Shake the things of the world. Some things God not going to deliver you from. Some things you got to lay aside yourself. Because the Bible says lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. It's a choice that we have to make. It's a choice that we have to make. This is the life that I'm going to live. Amen. And I might struggle sometimes in this, but I'm going to pick myself up and I'm going to keep pressing on. Because this is the life that I want to live. Amen. The world ain't got nothing for me. All right. Let me keep going. It says he never charged them for his sins. He was glad he was coming back. He was glad that he come to himself because he was a son. He was his own child. He was glad he was on his road home. Now, he didn't endorse his sin, but he was glad when he come to himself and said, I've sinned before my God and before my Father. I will arise and go to him. And when he saw him far off, he ran to
ran to him and kissed him and said, kill the fatted calf without money. Bring the best robe without money. Bring the ring without money. Put it upon his finger. Let us eat, drink, and be merry. For this my son was lost and now is found. He was dead and he's alive again. Let us be happy about it. Let us be happy about it. Oh, glory to God. Life with Christ is certainly much better than life without Christ. It is only by his grace that we can live above addictions. We can live above riotous living. We can live above sin by God's grace. And living above those things automatically puts us in the higher life. It automatically puts us there. Living above that type of stuff puts us in a higher life. I've seen people that serve the Lord, amen, and seem like God preserved their years. They look younger, right? They look younger. And people, what age? That's right. God preserved people, right? But when you don't serve God, like, man, how old are you? I'm 20. Man, you look 50. Yeah, and then you got a 50-year-old looking like they 30, right? Because God is preserving their life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell my wife, and I tell my wife and kids, say when people see me with my wife, they always think that she's older than me. I told my kids that. They say, no, Dad, it's the other way around. See my wife and man, but it's just God preserving. God preserves us when you serve God, you can't go wrong. Amen, amen. Thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. I mean, you look at Mother Tillman, y'all would never think that she was in her 80s. Close to the 90 than she is to 80. But God preserves her. See, God keeps her. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A man without the Spirit of God would throw a baby out of a mother's arms and ravish her. Brother Branham said, without God, he's not much better than a beast. He's still got that beast, ungodly nature. See, religion takes you, so man can go crazy with religion. Religion is the only thing that can give a man his right mind. And that's the religion of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that satisfies us. I want to just kind of throw something else here. Even in this life that we live, this is still not high enough. Being a Christian on this side is not high enough. Thank God for it. But even as a Christian, we suffer. The men of the church, they suffer. Brother Branham had to do it, a prophet. He would go down the street and say a sister would come by dressed immorally and say, and rather than watching that sister, she walked by, he got to keep his eyes on the cross in his car. See, and the devil always got something that he pulling. And he throwing our way. And preparing for something, and I ran across this quote this morning. Brother Ram said, temptation is not sin. It's what we do with the temptation that becomes sin. We can't help but be tempted, right? Everybody get tempted. The devil always throwing something across your path. That's not the sin. Don't even act like you can go stick your head in sand and not see some of the stuff that's happening in the world today. Sin is all around. These kids are getting ready to go through when they go back to school. Temptation gonna be on every side. It's what we do with the temptation that becomes sin. See? But we get to a point like, man, even though I'm a Christian, I still don't like walking around being tempted like this. Amen. Whether it's a young man with a young lady, or whether it's a young lady with a young man, don't matter. Temptation is just all around. It don't have to be in relationships. It can be in all kind of things. Temptation is there. We got to battle it every day. Battling quick money. Huh? That's a temptation. Oh, come on now. If you just do this real quick, how much you need? 100. You can get 1,000 if you do this. It won't take you that long. Huh? Temptation to come in there, all kind of forms. Oh. Why am I here? And if I get it, I'm going to pay my tithe. Pay your tithe when you don't have it. And let God bless you. But don't try to satisfy or pacify temptation. See? Hey, man, you got to let temptation pass. No, I ain't going to do that. No, no, no. There's a higher life than that. Man, Brother West goes over here Friday night. He just began to testify a little bit out there, and he was talking about how he was his first trip to Europe. And they're getting ready to go again, you know, this week. And I'm like, man, Brother West, I've been to his hometown. I've seen Crosby, Mississippi. If you didn't know it was there, you'd go right past it. I've seen it. I'm like, man, to see where God has raised him up from there and taken him all over the world preaching the gospel, what a blessing. And he was saying, man, we were believing God to go on this trip, and we didn't have no money. Had everybody else prepared to go, but we didn't have no money to go. We didn't have no money. Say at that time, they had the travel agents where you could go pay for your trip as you go. You put so much down, then you put so much until you get it paid off. Can't do that nowadays. Ain't no layaway plans, you know. But back then, that's the way it was. So he said they was paying, and they got to the day that the flight was supposed to be. And he said, got up that morning, the Holy Spirit said, go to the post office. Went to the post office, so there's a check in the mail. Say, man, praise God, I got a check, glory to God. And he went down and said, we'll give you this. Say, sir, that's still not enough to pay for both of y'all. It's enough to pay for one of y'all, but not both of y'all. So Sister West goes, said, no, both us going, not just one of us going. So he said, y'all just hold on. You know, we'll get this settled out. I don't know how we're going to do the flight leaving at 9 o'clock, that 9 o'clock that night or something. And here it is, 5 o'clock. Say the Holy Spirit said, go back to the post office. Amen. Went to the post office. Say, it was another check in the mail. This check put him over how much he needed. He went rushing down there. Got to the lady desk before they was getting ready to lock the doors. Hey, don't lock them doors. Wait. I'm here to pay for my trip. God came through in the nick of time, but he overcame temptations. I'm sure the devil's trying to, oh, do this and you'll get money real quick. Do that and you got to overcome all the temptations. God has a higher life for you to live. If God can make a way for Brother Wesco, God can make a way for you. Look, sometimes you'll never hear testimonies like that until you start living a higher life. What is the higher life? Come on Wednesday night. Come on Friday night. Come on Sunday. Anytime the church doors are open, I got to hear what God wants to speak to me. That's a higher life. Jesus. Glory to God. But I was encouraged by hearing that. Hey, man, just being out there in fellowship, eating hot dogs and getting my faith charged. Hallelujah. But let me just try to wind this down. But there was even in this, we can sit here and some of us have accepted our Christianity. We thank God for that. But God wants more. And he wants to give us more. And, you know, Brother Branham one time had the opportunity, amen, to go beyond the curtain of time. And he was afraid of death. He was sitting there thinking about it. And then God said, you know, he heard some voices say, keep pressing on. They don't give up now. Just keep pressing on. He say, what? What is that? So he put his hand over his mouth and tried to cover his mouth. Say, is that me talking or what? Say, no. He just heard it again. Keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. Say, what? Keep pressing on. What is that? What is that all about? And then he heard a voice say, would you like to go beyond the curtain of time? Would you like to go and see what it's like beyond the curtain of time? He says, yeah, I'd like to go. So, you know, God translated him out of his body. He could see his body laying on the bed next to his wife. But there he was up in the air and going into a different atmosphere. And as he was going to his other house, like, man, I see my body back there, but I'm entering into this new atmosphere here. Oh, God, church, y'all stay with me. Brother Branham say that atmosphere is just a little step away. And say, just like I was telling y'all about that fish, if he could have my eyes, right? Or if I could convince the brother you was a hog before, but now you're a human being, you'd never want to go back to being a human being again. You'd never want to go back to being a hog again. You'd never want to go back to being a fish again. See, if you could ever step into this higher life, this higher realm, you'd never want to go back to that lower one again. When Brother Branham went to the other side, he didn't want to come back to this again. It showed that it was a higher life on the other side. He got up there and say he was while he was there, and I was reading it this morning. Say while he was there, all the sisters just come running up to him. God bless him, giving him a big hug, and God bless you, my precious brother. God bless you, my precious brother. Say his first wife ran up to him, say God bless you, Bill, my husband. God bless you, my precious brother. And he say now, and I need you to catch this, because this higher life. Amen. In the beginning, when Adam and Eve walked on the face of the earth, they could walk here, amen, without clothes on, because they had a veil over their eyes where they didn't see each other the way that we see each other today. They had a veil over their eyes. When Brother Branham went over there and he hugged those sisters, there was no human sensation. There was a veil there. Oh, my God. That higher life, it was a veil there. There are times, amen, things happen on this life. There's things that happen. Sometimes you just want to reach out and hug people. Brothers want to hug sisters. Sisters want to hug brothers. Brothers want to hug brothers. Sisters want to hug sisters. People just want to hug everybody. Sometimes you want to do that. Things happen in this life. You just want to hug from somebody. But because of what we go through in this life, we got to kind of stand at a distance. Well, tell the truth. You just got to kind of, I better not let my guard down. Right? Sometimes a young man, he hears a young lady's sad story, he just want to console her. You better watch it. Because you're going to console her right now, she might remember that. Hallelujah. Later on, she'll be wanting more than a hug. See, but over there, we ain't got to worry about none of that. There's a higher life. They just begin to hug everybody, and the angel say, you remember that sister there? I said, no. He said, that sister was 90 years old when you led her to Christ. Now she looked like she was about 18, 19, 20, somewhere around there. Say she was 90 years old. Say, my, say, that's just wonderful. And man, I'm talking about a life where you never get old. You're in the prime of your life and just stay there forever. And my prime was about 21. I remember it to this day. Not, and I thank God it's not because it was the legal drinking age, where most people think that's life. Amen. But it was from basketball for me, because that's the first time I dunked a basketball in my life at 21. I said, yeah, I'm in my prime. Yeah. But it was, you know, he went over there and he saw all these people and said some of the brothers picked them up on their shoulders and started carrying them. And, you know, and said, thank God for our precious brother. Our precious brother. He stopped him and said he put him up on a little pedestal and said, I'm not supposed to be up here. Y'all, why y'all do me like this? He said, well, it's because you was a leader on the earth. And that's why God, he said, you're going to come with your people. And before God for judgment, he said, well, Paul going to have to go through the same thing I'm going through. Say, yeah, Paul going to go through the same thing for the people in his generation. He said, well, I preach the same thing Paul preached. That million screamed out. We're resting on that. So while he was there, say he saw, say he was just standing there. Say all of a sudden, he felt a little something on his hand. And it was a horse that passed away on this side that he loved. And God had that horse waiting for him on the other side. A dog that passed away on this side that he loved. That dog was waiting for him on the other side. And the good thing about it, when he see him over there, that horse will never die again. That dog will never die again. That wife, that first wife that died, and that child that died from that flood, they will never die again. He will be with them forever. It was a higher life. Thank you, Jesus. I like this. I want to kind of finish this right here. Give me Abraham. He experienced that higher life when he went to beyond the the curtain of time. And church, my living for God, my service to the Lord, it's all because I'm looking for that higher life. I'm living for that. Amen. These trials don't mean nothing. When I get a glimpse of what I see over there, just hearing it from a prophet, I'm striving for the same thing. Amen. That's what my going through trials and tribulations and distresses. It's because of that higher life that God has called me to. Look at this. Look at this. And Abraham, he says, now, so I was kindly a little rough about women. Maybe this is kindly done to hold me down just a little. And I happened to look. Oh, my. Coming to me, there was looked like a million women. They were young, looked to be about 20 years old. And everyone, now excuse me, sisters, for this remark, but everyone was very young, had long hair down to their waistline, wearing white dresses and was barefooted. And they'd run up to me and throw their arms around me and scream, my precious brother. Well, now I hope that I found grace in your sight, that you'll understand me. You listen to your doctor, I'm your brother. I don't care. When I was a sinner, I lived true that way because an angel that met me said, don't never smoke, drink, or defile your body in any way. That was immoral living. God in heaven knows that I lived that. But there isn't a man that's red-blooded and healthy that a woman could throw her arms around him. I don't mean the man would be wrong or think wrong, but there'd be a human sensation. There ain't none but the truth. But in that place, it wasn't. Oh, my God, my God. And church, y'all, that when he talk about, just leave that there for a second. That human sensation is real. You can't even hug your family members sometimes. You got to watch. People have spirits on them, right? You got to be very careful. Man, you get a little nephew always coming to hug you. Always? Wait a minute. What's the matter with this boy? All right now. Amen. Y'all better. Amen. I'm keeping it real. What's the matter with this boy? He always looking, you know. All right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. He don't go to nobody else but you. You be watchful. He says, but in that place it wasn't. It was truly a sister. And I looked and I said, I can't explain what it was, but this, I like this. There was no yesterday, no tomorrow. It was now. They didn't get tired. Yet they could shake hands. They could talk. They had a body. And just like they was here, only young. And I said, I don't understand this. When he went to the other side, God allowed him to experience the higher life. And God, even on the beginning, he had botany life, he had animal life, and then he stopped when he made man in his own image. That still was not good enough for God because he knew what we were going to go through in this life. But he had something higher for us. And church, that's what I'm striving for. That's what I'm living for. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Keep striving for God's higher life. Every time we come here into the service, we're bumping into it. Brother Random say, you know, if a person was blind and couldn't see, and you could see, you know, you could see, but they couldn't. But they would tell you, say, you know, every once in a while, I just feel this warm sensation over me. I can't see what it is, but it's just this warm sensation. When I come outside, amen, I feel this warmth. He said, what is that? I said, well, that's the sunlight. Because you can see the sunlight, you can tell them what it is. Since they can't see, they don't understand these things. But you begin to say, oh, that's just the sunlight. That's what that is. You know, since they can't see, they'll tell you, ain't no such thing as no sun. That's because they can't see. It says, but when they bump into that warmth, they know it's something else there. It's the same thing for us. When we bump into the presence of God, we know that there's a higher life somewhere. Oh, hallelujah. Church, let's strive for it in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. God, we are just so grateful, amen, that you have called us to a much higher life. What we're experiencing here on the earth has, amen, it cannot compare with the glories that you have waiting for us. Oh, God, we are looking forward to it. A body that can't get sick, get tired, get weary, oh, get old. Oh, God, no more aches, no more pains.
No more death, no more sorrow. God, all those things are past. But Lord, we begin to enter into, amen, a joy that has never yet been told. And God, we're looking forward to it. We can just see, amen, just in normal life, how maybe a young lady caught in prostitution, a young man caught in an addiction. But God, you want him to experience better, and you deliver him from just things like that. But God, we go through and we get delivered, and we walk clean, and we walk free on this side, and we're faithful to the service of the Lord. But God, that's still not enough. You're still calling us to something much higher than that. And Lord, we want to respond to that. So we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would just bless your people. God, help them to, amen, to walk in all that you have for us to walk in. Let us not compromise or be satisfied with anything less. We pray, God, that you would help us to fix our eyes on heaven. Amen. And Lord, I set that as our goal, and just to persevere through whatever it is that we got to go through down here in order to make it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God richly bless you. So on this day, we know school will be starting on tomorrow for many of our young people going back into school. And what we desire to do, amen, is pray for you before you go back into school. I like to do that. It's very important. We are living in a society today where our kids go to school and we don't know if they're going to make it home safely. You didn't hear things about people taking guns and going into the school and shooting everybody and doing all of that. And innocent kids are dying, amen, yearly because of something happening in the schools. So we want to pray God's covering and his protection over our children, amen, and the teachers and just everyone that will be working within the school system, those that will be going into college. We also want to pray for you as well, amen, and bear with us, amen, as we just kind of do that. I want to ask all the students, amen, that will be going, just line up here on this wall for me, amen, and we'll have a word of prayer. Amen, with them today, those that will be going into school. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Brother Robles.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for your patience. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's just have a word of prayer. Amen. Before we leave today, we'll also pray over dinner because we'll have fellowship. Amen. Right here after service, right next door. We'll have fellowship. So let's pray. God, we thank you for all that you've done for us today. We are so grateful, Lord, that we can hear the truth. Not only that, Lord, we're grateful that you are dealing with us to call us to a higher life. You called us out of the world of sin. You called us out of churchianity. You called us out of these things because you want us to live a higher life in you. And God, we're so excited to be able to do that. Bless us now as we leave this place, but not your presence as we go next door for fellowship. Lord, the food that's been prepared, may you bless it. May your spirit be present, Lord, to just, amen, just keep us all company while we're there, Lord. And may you, oh God, just get the glory and honor out of all that would happen, amen, the rest of this day. So, Lord, we've prayed for each student, each teacher. Lord, we just ask for your divine protection for everyone as they go back. And, Lord, may we have a successful year, amen, in the school system. And may you just continue to give them power to stand, each one, Father, in their own special way. Anoint their minds that they'll grasp the information that's being presented. And, Lord, help them also spiritually be able to decipher through the things that they should not receive. And we trust, oh God, that you would just get glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. The brothers will come at this time to dismiss you. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen.